City Commissioner Jeremy Matlow says it's unacceptable to have food deserts, and the city should subsidize grocery stores.
There's a lot of investments the city makes that never supply a return on investment when we look at roads. So I think we need to not be afraid to explore opening a community-owned grocery store, helping a co-op get established. Because just making money shouldn't be the end goal. Making sure people have access to food has to be the end goal.
But County Commissioner Christian Dozer disagrees, saying she prefers to incentivize stores instead of subsidizing them. She points to the closure of Winn-Dixie off Paul Russell Road as an example that sometimes it's not about the money.
No one would want to shop there. It just wasn't maintained well. It didn't look like they had any interest in being in the community where they were. The Piggly Wiggly is really nice. So I do think that is proving that we can sustain grocery stores.
The City Commission is helping Second Harvest of the Big Bend collect food, but there are no programs in place to address food deserts. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.